North Carolina's school dropout and graduation percentages were released recently. For 2005-2006, Mitchell's dropout rate was just over 6%. The state average was 5%, and their graduation rate was almost 62%. The state average was 68%. Today, in the first of a two-part feature with Robin Buchanan, an assistant superintendent of Mitchell Schools, she says starting early in a child's school life is a must, and it takes parents, schools, and the community telling kids to stay in school.
North Carolina's rate was right at 68%, which is not very good. Mitchell County's rate was right at, rounded off, 62%, which is not very good, which means that only 62% of the students who began in the ninth grade graduated 4 years later. We automatically assume because they drop out of high school that we need to work at the high school on that problem, and that is true, but if we wait till high school to work with students on trying to keep them in school, it's too late. They've already made up their mind that when I turn 16, I'm leaving. We need to work with students in elementary school and middle school to help them understand the importance of an education. And we can't do that alone. We need the support of parents. We need the support of the community so that it's an all-encompassing idea that everybody that those students come in contact with express the idea of the importance of an education. 20 years ago, students could graduate from high school or drop out of high school and go to work at the knitting mill or the furniture plant and make a good living and even raise a family. But those things are gone, and the jobs that are available either here or nearby or far away all involve a requirement of some kind of higher education because of the skill that's required for those kinds of jobs. It's a whole change in the way society is operating because of that. In previous generations, people didn't have to have that further education in order to get a job where they could raise a family. And I think as a school system, we need to do our part in educating everyone about that need. But I also think that it does take the whole community to help the students to understand that importance. Because we can tell them that all day long. We have them 6 to 6.5 hours a day. And that's a small portion of a 24-hour day. And when they hear those messages everywhere they go, I think that will change their outlook.
Robin Buchanan, an assistant superintendent with Mitchell County Schools. Tomorrow, in part two of our interview, Buchanan talks about some of the efforts the school system is making to keep our kids in school. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.